Mind the Gap, You're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more, brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. I'm joined today by artist Dolores Justice. She does watercolor, she does oil paintings, she does acrylic, she does all kinds of landscapes, and she's very inspired by nature. So can you tell me about why nature? Why, I mean, there's some artists who do cityscapes, some artists who do abstract. What's with nature for you?
I think it's like, it's where I personally go to draw strength or peace or reset, and so it's something that I look at all the time, and I'm always fascinated by something, you know, go for walks and there's always something really beautiful, and just in the natural world, just the design is so cool and intricate or vast and enveloping, or, you know, it's every day there's something beautiful. And so I grew up my early years in the Pacific Northwest. Love the ocean. I do a lot of waterscapes and like where things meet, where the shorelines and sky and land meet, and it's just been the thing that, you know, I pay attention to and that I notice, and it really feeds my soul, and so it's the major theme in my own art. So.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing you came to the natural state.
Yeah, there's a lot here.
Yeah. Do you ever go back to the Northwest or other regions of the U.S.?
Done a lot of traveling, but I do have family back in the Northwest, and so at least once a year I go back, and then I've traveled quite a bit. I went to Wales this last year. My youngest son was working on a master's there. And that was just beautiful scenery. I've done a few pieces from that trip. And so, you know, you go and you photograph and sketch, and then you come back and settle in the studio, or that's my process, and take longer thinking, and you have those things to spark your memory.
Right. Tell me about your studio.
Well, currently, I have, you know, Justice Fine Art Gallery. I've had that for over 18 years now. I can't believe it's been that long. And I'm there a lot, so I paint quite a bit in the back of that space, but also have a home studio too. I've been working on renovating a space, and I'm really close, but it's not quite there, so I'm still doing most of my painting work in the back of the gallery right now, but the next couple months I'll be done, and I can't wait.
yeah, definitely. So where else have you been featured? Have you been in local galleries or?
Currently I'm represented also in Memphis by L. Ross Gallery. Greg Thompson Fine Art in Little Rock represents my work. Art Ventures up in Fayetteville represents my work as well. And I did have several exhibits and at the Degas Gallery in New Orleans, and have exhibited, you know, around the country for over 30 years.
Wow. So, yeah. Sounds like you're all over the place.
Well, I'm still pretty regional as far as where most of my things, you know, most of the things I'm involved with, but it is nice to be able to get your work out and seen in other places and to have those experiences and more exposure.
Yeah. So I see that you've been in several group exhibits, Best of the South, Holiday Show, Spring Shows. Do you do, like, themed paintings ever for these types of?
Well, those exhibits were, those that you pulled out were at Greg Thompson Fine Art, and when he doesn't have a gallery space anymore, he just is working more as an art consultant now, but he would do regular exhibits, Best of the South, and have regional artists featured for that exhibit, and so over the years I was involved in several of those. There was recent years did an exhibit with the one of the most recent group exhibits was with Sammy Peters and Robin Horn, both of who I represent at my gallery here up at 211 Main in Bentonville. It's a gallery space located within a real estate office. And it was really neat because that's like their, that's how they connect with their community. And so the art was very important to them to include in their business. And that was a really fun exhibit. And then there was also another exhibit that I was involved in with the Phoenix Gallery up in Fayetteville. That was a group show, and it was women who just got together. There's a group in Little Rock in Arkansas that we have gotten together over the years. Robin Horn, Mia Hall, Sandra Sell, Elizabeth Weber, Barbara Satterfield, and myself. And then we met for a couple of years, and we would have topics about art, about our artistic practice, and then we would discuss that. And it was just wonderful because it was like all these artists, these wonderful artists that I have great respect for, and just to talk about different challenges in doing your work or executing something that you're trying for the first time, and with a really supportive, good network, and everyone very committed to producing the best work that they can, and, you know, performing at a pretty high level. And then we did a group exhibit that was curated by Rachel Golden. We did that a couple of years ago, and there was a catalog produced from that, and that was in Little Rock at the galleries at Library Square. Well, the Phoenix Gallery up in the Fayetteville area saw that, what we'd done, and so they wanted to do that with a group of artists up there, and then invited whoever from our group that wanted to participate too. And so we had exhibits from their group, and we had art from their group along with some of the ones that participated. And that was just a really, it was a similar type of thing where it was studio visits in each other's perspective studios and discussing the work. And for them, it was also during COVID as well that, you know, created more of a challenge. I know all of the meetings I participated in were via Zoom or on the phone. And so it makes it a little bit more difficult. That's been something all of us have had to adapt to.
For sure.
And a couple of years of just normal, there's nothing normal. You know, everything's disrupted.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.
It is definitely a great feeling when you get to work with people that you respect. You know, you see them as like top tier artists, and then you're working with them. Tell me about that feeling, and when you realize that you could do art as a profession.
Okay, there are two separate questions, but it is, it's an honor when you're exhibiting and with people that you have a lot of respect for, and that's really. I've had several occasions where it's just like, this is really cool. You know, it's really great, and hope for more of those opportunities. And then as far as had it, art as a profession, I made the decision, you know, prior to have a degree in art, prior to going into college. I was sort of torn between going into the sciences, which just everyone in my family is in the sciences. And I love that. Very interested and was sort of heading that track, but I'd always done art and I just knew I would never get tired of doing it. And it's what I think about. You know, I'm always thinking about painting and what I want to do next. And so an easy path to take, but it was the right one for me. And I also took all the graphic design courses when I was in college, because I was aware of that. Oh, yeah, I need to support myself, too. And so, which a lot of that, there's a lot of overlap, because you're doing composition and design. It's just another form of visual design than what I would do just in my fine art practice. So it is all, you know, feeds each other, you know, those two disciplines.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Knowing the elements of design can definitely help you lay out a painting. Tell me, it sounds like you've been painting since a very young age, so where'd you learn that? Who taught you?
Well, initially, nobody teaches you. You know, you just play. But I did, when I lived in Memphis, I would go to like a Saturday school, some that was the, I think it was the Art Institute in Memphis. It's closed now, but they, you know, we would draw, and we would, it was right by the zoo. We'd walk to the zoo and we'd go draw at the zoo, and they would just sort of, they'd give you something to do, and then they'd come along and guide you in your seeing and the way you're looking. It's like, okay, you're drawing this cactus, you know, let's pay attention to these relationships that are here and make sure you're getting them, you know, seeing them properly or paying attention so that you can capture it better. And had one summer, my dad arranged for me to have some watercolor classes, and, you know, so my family, they supported my interest, and from time to time I would get some of those special extra things. And but I think it's like with anything, you're not good, you know, you're not doing really great work, but if you're interested enough, you're willing to put the time in, despite it not being where you want to be, because it's important to you, and it's, you have that strong interest to develop, and you're willing to endure failure upon failure to improve. And there's also some of the process, if you aren't too hard on yourself, you know, just the process of exploring can lead you down another path that you wouldn't have taken. And so, but it's with any field, you have to have that time.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. So tell me, what does Dolores Justice have in store for the future?
Well, my, just professionally, like one of my goals is to have some time that is solely dedicated to my own art. Having the art gallery and the other hats that I wear, business-wise, it's really easy for my time, for my own work, to get too squeezed. And it's a priority to me and important for my own happiness. And so I've got to get better about blocking off time that's, you know, set aside and not touch that time.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's hard to do because there are a lot of good things to be involved with, and it's hard to, you know, have that discipline. But I think that's one of the things I want to do and get better at doing, and then maybe, and then getting into maybe some additional galleries in other areas of the country, just for increased exposure and just networking and just opportunities. And but mainly to really spend the time with developing the work. I've given it the time and space it needed to continue to grow and to be better, because that's really actually the most important part. And then, yes, if you get other opportunities for exhibit or for, you know, collection, then those are great, and that helps support your practice. But it really comes down to creating the work, being able to create the work you want to do and pursue. So,
yeah, that's great. So tell me, where can people find your work? Do you have a website? Do you have Facebook?
I am terrible. I do Facebook, but just not a whole lot. I do post on Instagram some, but I do have a website for my own work. It's just DoloresJustice.com. And then at the gallery, it's justicefineart.com. So I have a lot of work on that site too. Mm. But the other is just solely dedicated to my work. And yes, happy for people to check that out. And I haven't done a whole lot of self-promotion on that level, so that's always nice. Thank you.
Well, Dolores, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And you guys at home, I encourage you to check out her website and go to Justice Fine Art Gallery and see her work.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.